the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyyi al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi tayyibin al-tahirin la siyama baghiyatillahi fil aradin. عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We've been talking about different types of human relations. We first referred to those concepts which are used in the Quran to indicate positive, sympathetic, supportive relation. Then we talked about negative relations, and this is the third. The first negative was to be divided, which comes from faraqa. So we have fariq, yaftariqun, yufarriqun. We discussed about that. The second was from khasm, khusuma, khisam, ikhtisam. We explained the meaning of that. And tonight we want to talk about adawa. So one of the relations that can exist is to be enemy for someone. I first refer to some verses of the Quran, and then inshallah we will try to analyze this concept. We have several verses about adawa. For example, in Surah Ma'idah, chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Because Bani Israel, they didn't keep their promise, they didn't observe the requirements of the covenant that they had with Allah, we cursed them. We kept them away from our mercy. And one thing that happens to the people who are cursed is وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Their heart becomes very hard, so it loses its sensitivity. It's no longer soft. It's no longer sensitive. It doesn't understand the truth easily, and it cannot react easily. يُحَرَّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ مَوَاضِعِ. They hear the words of God, they don't deny the words, but they misinterpret the words of God. So something which is said, for example, to mark a prohibition, they keep the words, but then they change the meaning, and instead of saying that this means prohibition, they say, for example, this means that it's better not to do it. So they change the meaning, they alter the meaning. وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. And they forgot what should be their benefit from what were reminded. So instead of being obedient and thankful and being in the state of gratitude, they forgot. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَزَالْ تَتَّلِعُ عَلَىٰ خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. And you would constantly be informed about their betrayal. They will keep betraying. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. Except few of them. Means there is some minority among them that they would be good people. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَصْفَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Forgive them and disregard what they do. God loves the people who do good. It seems that fa'fu anhum cannot mean those who are good, because those who are good are not in this need of being forgiven. Means those who betray, you should forgive them. Because it says, وَلَا تَزَالْ تَتَّلُوا عَلَىٰ خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. This cannot refer to قَلِيلًا, because that قَلِيلًا, they don't need to be forgiven. They are good already. So even those majority who are causing troubles and they betray, try to ignore them. Try to forgive them. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْفَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسَنِينَ.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى. This was about Bani Israel. Among Nasara, أَخَذْنَا مِثَاقَهُمْ. Again, they had a covenant with Allah. فَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. The same thing. But the difference is that with respect to Bani Israel, Allah said, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. So those who are not betraying are the minority. But here, Allah doesn't say that those who break their promise are majority. He says, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَىٰ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ فَنَسُوا حَزًّا مِمَّا ذُكْرُونَ. Some of the Christians are like this. You understand the difference? It doesn't say the majority of them are like this. It says some of them, among them are those who have forgotten, and Allah says, فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. Because of not keeping their promise, not being loyal to the covenant, then enmity is brought among them إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. So they cannot be united. They would always have divisions. And these divisions will continue till day of judgment. Of course, this also means that Christianity will continue till day of judgment. Because when the divisions among them continues till day of judgment, this means that the Christianity also continues till day of judgment. And this confirms what we have in another verse, that وَجَعْلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those who follow you, Allah says to Isa alayhi salam, we will make them above those who deny till the day of judgment. So Christianity is going to remain till day of judgment. فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. So sometimes the people of the same faith, because some of them break their promise, some of them betray, they cause division among that same school of thought, and this division leads to enmity. Al-adawa wal-baghdha.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
فرشي التراب.